Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start here, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning to you, David. Always great to hear your voice. It's one of the things that keeps so many of us going as we get up in the morning and we turn the radio on and there you are. And speaking of turning the radio on, everything you get out of WAMC, and there is a lot, comes to you because we're all in this together and we've made this thing work. And I'm asking that everybody who's listening does something. You don't have to like every bit of it. I don't like the opera, but I honor the fact that we have it. And there's so much in terms of our tolerance of each other and our ability to build something great together. And we've done it. $868,000 as we wake up this morning in the lockbox. That's incredible. And it's all due to all of you. We love you for it, and we just know that we got to keep going.
Well, let's go to the news of the day. The issue of gerrymandering. Judges have struck down a North Carolina's congressional map, which favored Republicans.
Hey, David, many people like to call this Democratic Republic a democracy. How can you have democracy if you let the people in office draw their own districts? Right here in New York State, the way that the Republicans have stayed in power in the state Senate for so long is they've drawn districts where they say to the great computer, oh, great computer, draw me a district where I can't lose. That's not democracy. That's the kind of thing we yell about that exists in dictatorships and totalitarian regimes. It's disgusting. And yet, for years, the Supreme Court has said that's the political thicket. We're staying out of it. Now it looks like Wisconsin and some other states have some very interesting state issues, and it does look like the Supreme Court may now finally step in and say this most disgusting of anti-democratic practices will be stopped. But we do know that the Republicans got a hold of many of the state legislatures, like in Texas, and as soon as they got it, they just stepped right in and drew all of the districts and threw out all of the Democrats. In New York State, the congressional districts were so contentious that the federal courts stepped in and drew the congressional lines. So we're getting somewhere now in this country where we're finally recognizing that you can't have a democracy if you let the Senate leader go to the computer and say, draw me a district where I can't lose. And by the way, while we're at it, it's not exclusive to the Republicans. It also exists with the Democrats. Speaker Hastie and his group do the same thing and always have. Speaker Silver before him and before that have drawn the districts for the Democrats where they give the Republicans as rough a time as possible. Some of those districts look like snakes. They go through so many counties. It's awful. And finally, I think we're waking up.
Well, speaking of judges, a judge says that the DACA program must stay in place for now. That's side by side with an article in the Times today that says President Trump is open to a sweeping deal on immigration.
Well, look, he brought all of the Democrats and Republicans to the White House. They sat around a big table. It looked like it was as long as a football field, and they let the cameras in an uncharacteristic way. What's really going on here? Well, I suspect the 2018 elections are coming, and it looks like a heavy anti-Trump wave from where I'm sitting. So I think what's happening, frankly, is the president is saying, uh-oh, time for bipartisanship. So I have to say, well, we don't need the whole wall. We just need part of the wall. Because he knows he's on the losing end of things, you got a whole bunch of Republican congressmen and senators sitting along those state lines and say, hey, these are Republicans. We don't need that wall. And in order to pay for the wall, apparently now they're cutting down on some of the real things that will protect the United States against illegal immigration. So it would appear that the red blinking light is going on in the White House. We know that there are all kinds of rumors of impending mass resignations at the White House and key people leaving. Who would want to stay around a White House where it may well be that there are going to be indictments flowing? What chaos.
Part of that chaos, former campaign CEO of President Trump, Steve Bannon, now stepping down from his post as executive chairman of Breitbart News.
And the question is, was he pulled or pushed? It would appear that he had a little push. We do know that the Mercers, Rebecca Mercer and her father and others who had supported Bannon all along, are now saying, we're staying with the president. It was clear from the moment Ms. Mercer spoke up that that was the end of Bannon and the end of his participation in Breitbart, where he was the, quote, executive chairman, whatever that meant. Anyway, I hate to think of this as a Trump the good guy and Bannon the bad guy situation. The way that I'm looking at it is this is chaos for all of them.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Let's keep that locked box growing at WAMC.org.
Let's get going. Let's make it happen as we always have. We love you all.